Joining me on the phone this morning to talk about an upcoming nuclear-themed job fair, Bill Walker. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you very much for taking some time this morning. Now, first off, let's just, you know, get right into it. So what is or who is the OCNI?
It's the Organization of Canadian Nuclear Industries, and a big title. What really we are is the supply chain across Canada. We have about 251 members, many of them here in Ontario, but also out in New Brunswick, and also we're expanding into Saskatchewan, Alberta, with the interest in nuclear that is kind of continuing to broaden itself across the country.
Right, and certainly something very applicable to those living in Grey Bruce, because of course we have a fair amount of people that work in the nuclear industry, and so you've decided to throw a job fair coming up on Wednesday. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so very specific, a nuclear job fair and information session. And we do this, in partnership with the County of Bruce, the County of Grey, Owen Sound, Georgian College, the Sydenham Campus, Canada Y, the Employment Ontario, VPI Employment Services, and even the Aboriginal Management Board. So a real collective of people to say, we're all working in unison. We all want to kind of raise the profile and let people know there's a lot of growth that's going to happen. There's a lot of things happening in the nuclear world that, frankly, for many years, it was kind of status quo. It was there and it was going along, certainly the refurbishments and rebuild. But now there's talk of SMRs and micromodular SMRs, small modular reactors, and a new build at Bruce C. So I think what we want to do is make sure people understand the magnitude of what's happening and that there is a long career runway that if people want to join the nuclear industry, this is going to be something that they can stay in their own backyard, like mm-hmm. myself and Bruce Gray Owen Sound, and have a great career.
And what can people expect? Are there going to be a number of jobs available?
There will be a number of tables set up with very key individuals there that can give you the very specific information. For example, the Canadian Union of Skilled Workers, one of the platinum sponsors of this, will be there. And so they'll be able to talk to you about the types of jobs, the type of training you need. A clear thing that we want to make sure people understand is this is really open to anyone. You don't have to be in any particular capacity at this point to join. You could be a student in co-op saying, hey, what are my options out there? You could be someone who wants to retrain to a new career. You could be someone who's already gainfully employed but says, hey, this is something that's got my excitement and I want to find a way to upskill if that's the way they're looking at it. So you're going to be able to come to the Sydenham campus beside Georgian College mm-hmm. on March 27th. Fair is going to be open from 3 to 7 p.m. You can kind of wander around and whatever your particular interest is, there will be someone there that either can give you the hands-on information or they'll direct you to someone who, not everybody is going to be in the room on a day like today, but they'll make sure that they connect you to the person who you really need to speak to.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love that it's open to everybody. There's so much opportunity to train and to learn and grow, and it's great that these companies are prepared to bring people into these positions that they need the training, but if they've got the right attitude, if they're dependable, hardworking, they're willing to help them get the skills that they need. Now, what will the information session be about, and do you need to register for that?
You don't need to do that. There are going to be four specific service providers there who will provide employment programs and assessments, supportive vocational services that help residents, and visitors if people are out of the area but happen to be in and hear it on the radio and want to come to it. Because again, this is something that across Canada is going to have impact, and we're going to have need for significant new resources coming into the nuclear field because of the potential growth and opportunities there.
So, now, I know that the deadline to be a vendor was actually Wednesday of this week, but is there any more space if somebody is really interested?
Yeah, I think if someone's just listening when they hear this and says, hey, geez, I didn't know about it or I've been busy, we'll do our best to try to, I shouldn't say we because I'm not going to be the person, but the team that's putting this together. I mean, there's a lot of collaboration, a lot of great partners around the table that want to have this success. So I'm sure we have the capacity to try to certainly engage anyone last minute. And really, though, it's a key to make sure people are aware that this is a huge opportunity in front of them, particularly in the skilled trades area. There's going to be a lot of need for those types of trades. But the whole spectrum, from a planner, from an engineer, from a logistics person, to right down again to the skilled trades and the operators for nuclear facilities, it's a wide variety.
Again, this is coming up on Wednesday, March 27th, here in Owen Sound at the Sydenham campus. I'm sure it'll be a very successful job fair, Bill, and I appreciate you taking some time to tell us about it.
Thank you so much, and look forward to seeing everybody on the 27th.